Happy Tuesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Tuesday, April 28th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's Lit Up Morning Note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, when will the BOJ act forcefully enough to tone down volatility in the long end of the JGB market? Our answer is, in one of the more hawkish holds you'll ever see, the Bank of Japan voted 6-3 to leave its policy rates unchanged while ratcheting up its inflation forecasts. This comes amid intensifying pressure by the Takaichi government to gain support for its reflation agenda via Japanese monetary policy. While our analysis of hawkish JPY money market and BOJ balance sheet dynamics signal that Governor Ueda and his colleagues will accelerate their normalization of Japanese monetary policy over the medium term, the evolving complexion of the BOJ board, a deteriorating growth outlook, and pressure from the Takaichi government suggests they are unlikely to do whatever it takes, to borrow a phrase from Draghi, to tone down volatility in the long end of the JGB market anytime soon. This has negative implications for U.S. Treasury bonds and global duration risk broadly. So the key takeaway there is that the Bank of Japan is highly unlikely to get ahead of the JGB curve in terms of hawkish policy normalization in a way that would actually tone down inflation expectations and bond market volatility in the long end of the JGB curve. And if they're unwilling to do whatever it takes, then ultimately we have to expect that this sort of underlying bid for duration risk across global sovereign debt is going to remain. In our opinion, that's naturally bullish for gold from a longer term perspective. Obviously, it doesn't necessarily mean gold has to go up every single day, but from a longer term perspective, that is supportive because it reduces the moneyness of those securities relative to the core, the hardest money that is gold. Transition to our 42 macro dashboard. As always, a wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled Liquidity Vacuum in KISS. It says, hey, Skipper, thanks for building out KISS and Dr. Mo. This is becoming a core part of my portfolio. Recently, I've heard you sound the alarm on the liquidity vacuum risk that investors are ignoring. However, the KISS and Dr. Mo remain unchanged. As 42 macro subscribers, should we take that as an early warning risk that we don't need to worry about it for now? Thanks so much. So the key takeaway, so the short answer is yes, we don't need to worry about it for now because the wisdom of the crowd, which is what KISS and Dr. Mo are anchoring on, is not yet ready to pivot to a risk off market regime or pivot any of the features, the main features in KISS being stocks, gold, Bitcoin, and the main asset classes across Dr. Mo to a negative condition, to negative proper trade signals in Dr. Mo or to reduced allocations in KISS. And so that ultimately means is that it's the market has not yet determined that it wants to price in the left side of the left, you know, the left tail of the distribution. Reminder that there's always a full distribution of probable economic policy and market outcomes. There's always a full distribution, the right side of the distribution, the left side of the distribution, the middle of the distribution, the shape of the distribution evolves over time in terms of the area under the left side of the curve or the area under the right side of the curve. And ultimately it's the market's job, it's the wisdom of the crowd, it's the herd's job to determine which side of the distribution it wants to price in and when. It's not our job to determine that. And so what KISS and Dr. Mo are designed to do is listen to the wisdom of the crowd, notice the behavior of the herd changing faster than the median investor in the herd or the median investor in the crowd so that we can put our buy orders ahead of their buy orders or our sell orders ahead of their sell orders. We want their flows to make us rich and we don't want their flows to make us poor heading into a risk-off market regime. And so just kind of wrapping up on this, you know, if you just go and look at our Dr. Mo signal for the S&P 500, you know, you can go back and study our Dr. Mo, you know, how KISS and Dr. Mo would have traded any of these events. And so the reason I bring up COVID is because COVID actually was the fastest 30%+ decline in U.S. equity market history. In the history of the entire U.S. equity market, this was as fast as it's ever gone down by 30%. And so what we can see here from the perspective of KISS and Dr. Mo is that we would have been out and comfortably on the sidelines as early as the 2nd of March of 2020, and then back invested in the S&P 500 at the 30th of March on 2020 with a half position and then a long max position on the 13th of April of 2020. And so this tells you that, you know, KISS and Dr. Mo, when dealing with something as dealing such a sudden stop risk as a global pandemic and the global liquidity crisis that this global pandemic produced, KISS and Dr. Mo did an exceptionally exceptional job in terms of risk managing that. So I want investors in our community to understand that, hey, the reason we designed our risk management systems the way they are in terms of featuring volatility targeting and dynamic position sizing is because that mimics the risk management systems of the top funds across Global Wall Street, which, you know, tend to produce results like this for their clients as well. So we'll wrap it up there. Terry Stell here presenting our macro minute for Tuesday, April 28th, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.